right back here. Hey, the South Carolina delegation had a big honor today when Kathy Rogers from the great state of Washington is here with us. Now, Kathy, tell us your role in the Congress.
Sure. I currently serve as the vice chair of the conference, and this is the 242 Republicans that are currently serving in the House. It's one of the leadership positions, and I'm currently the only woman on the leadership team, so that's distinguished me, but I've focused a lot on just better, you know, how we can communicate our message to America. I've done a lot of work on social media and new media and getting our members to use Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and really just better connecting what we're doing in D.C. day in and day out and how it impacts people in their daily lives.
Now, being from the state of Washington, I mean, how did you get into politics? I mean, women in politics, that's the story right there.
Right. Well, there's more and more conservative women that are getting involved, and I think it is as they recognize the impact of these decisions. That it used to be, as I talked to women and tried to encourage them to run, they would say, well, how does this, you know, fit into everything I already have on my plate as far as my family and my career and my community service? But now they're recognizing that this is about their children, their future, and they're getting involved. So I got involved by working on a family friend's campaign for the state house many years ago, and he won. He offered me a job, and that was at the beginning of me getting involved. And then several years after that, there was an appointment. Our state senator retired midterm, unexpected, and I was appointed to fill a seat in the state house. So that was the beginning of me getting involved in Washington State. That's very part-time. So I spent time working in the state house and working in my family's small business, the Peachcrest Fruit Basket, which is an orchard and fruit stand in Kettle Falls, Washington.
Absolutely. Now, you were on the center stage last night.
Yes.
How was that to be standing there with all these people?
It is.
You did a great job, by the way.
Well, thanks. It was. It's just a tremendous honor that the Romney team asked me to serve as the host for the convention, and in that role, I'm going to be coming out each evening to give the theme, introduce the theme for the evening, first start making the case, and then introduce some of the speakers for the evening. And last night, the theme was We Built It, really highlighting the entrepreneurial spirit and what it takes to build an economy, and that small businesses are the true engine of our economy. And tonight we're going to be focusing on that we can change it. And it is not just talking about the challenges, but also focusing on the solutions that we as Republicans bring to the table. And then tomorrow night is going to be the theme, We Believe in America. And that has been the theme of Mitt Romney's campaign from the very beginning, to believe in America and believe in the strength of this country and a commitment to making America, you know, continue to make America the leader. I want America to be strong, both here and around the world. And it means that we want a strong economy so that we can have a strong defense, so that we can continue to be the leader around the world.
You know what? That is a vision that we all could get behind, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And, you know, time is running out, though, isn't it?
You know, it is. We are, for years we've talked about that we can't continue to kick the can down the road. I see us coming to the end of the road. The debt that we've taken on as a country has reached that point where we're coming to the end of the road, that we're going to be forced to make some really tough decisions. I often suggest that we're living in a bubble, and that, you know, the definition of a bubble is that it's not reality. And we went through the tech bubble in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't reality. And you would hear people say, oh, just buy tech stock, can't go wrong, make lots of money. And then we had the housing bubble. Again, it was a reality, and banks were leveraged way beyond where they should be. Individually, we were leveraged way beyond where should we be. It wasn't reality. And I fear that we are living in a government bubble, that this is not reality, that the debt that we've taken on, the obligations that we've taken on are not sustainable. When the government can no longer pay its bills, when we reach that point where the rating agencies, S&P, downgraded our credit last summer. Others are threatening now to downgrade our credit again. We have we're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar right now from other countries. So when these other countries say that we're not going to lend you any more money, Ben Bernanke testified last month, July, in Congress, that we are facing a fiscal cliff, that we are reaching that point if tax rates are allowed to expire and we have this largest tax increase on American history, $3.5 trillion tax increase that is going to send us back into a recession, that it will get our unemployment over 9%. We are coming to the end of the road, and we need leaders that know how to lead, know how to solve problems.
Absolutely. But, Kathy, why is it 5 weeks here during the summer, and then we've got all these issues, and we're not addressing them, and then you guys go back for a short period of time, and then out in October,
right,
campaigning and whatnot?
Well, it has been in the House, where the Republicans have the majority. We've been doing our job. We passed a budget. You've heard about it.
Sure.
It's the Ryan budget.
Yeah.
that was the House budget that we passed. Now this is we passed it this year. We passed it last year. The Senate, under the Democrat majority, has even failed to produce a budget. Senator Harry Reid last month announced we're not even going to put forward a budget. The House, under Republican majority, has passed over 40 jobs bills focused on getting our economy growing. So saying yes to
American industry. What do you think the problem is in just doing a budget or in doing jobs bill? Or where is the president on this? Why aren't we seeing more action?
Well, because if the Democrats and the Senate were to produce a budget, they would either have two choices. Either they'd have to go the approach that we've taken in the House, where we make some tough decisions, cut spending, recognizing that we're living way beyond our means, or they have to recognize that they're going to advocate for $1 to $2 trillion deficits every year for the next 10 years. And they made a political calculation to ignore that reality and just say, we'll kick the can down the road. We will we'll take it to the voters in November and just try to get reelected.
Kathy, do you think there is hope for our country? Are we
Absolutely.
Too close to the cliff? I mean, sometimes you get so close you can't
yes.
pull back.
Yes. The hope for America
I know what
really
mean.
Lies in the hearts and of the people all around this country, and I have the opportunity to meet people from all around the country, and it inspires me because there's just so many good, honest, hardworking Americans that care about this country, are taking the time because they do, that they get involved, and that is part of what has made our country great, is these people all across the country doing the right things in their families, in their communities, and making the tough decisions at times, but that's the foundation that makes America great.
I just want to ask you one more question. Ann Romney last night gave a from-the-heart speech.
Yes.
What did you feel?
Oh, I thought it was tremendous, and we needed to hear that from Ann Romney, and it was great just to have her bring back that curtain and give us a glimpse of who the Romneys are, their life together. The fact that, you know, when they were in college, they were living in that apartment with very little. I think that's important that we see where they started and that their commitment to each other, to family, to doing what they could to make the world a better place has really had a tremendous impact in that. Yes, they've had some successes. Mitt Romney's been a successful businessman. He was also, but he gives back too. He's been a successful governor, successful at the Olympics. He's a leader. You just see where he's a leader, but he's always stayed true to his roots. And I thought it was a beautiful speech and an important speech that she made, given us that glimpse.
I think that is one of the issues with Mitt. He's not he doesn't come across as a look at me type person.
Right. He's a very private person. He's someone that
is
doing
problem?
The right things.
Do you think that's going to be a problem for him in the election,
well,
though?
I think we just, the rest of us need to do a better job of highlighting who he is. You know,
you're going to be the cheerleader?
That's right.
Cheerleader.
You know, being on the Romney campaign, I've had the opportunity to meet people that worked with him at Bain Capital. We're going to hear from them tomorrow night, but people who talk talk about him in terms of him being the single most impressive person that they've ever worked with. You know, that his ability to go to a heart of a problem and identify it and come up with a plan and get the job done is single to no one. And that's why they are involved in his candidacy. And that is what America needs. We need that leadership. We need that problem solving. And he's the one to do it. And we should be grateful that someone like him, with his tremendous experience and successes in the past, is willing to make the sacrifices because he cares about this country to step forward and run for president.
Absolutely. Well, Kathy Rogers, thanks so much for taking the time with us, Congressperson Kathy Rogers. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
All right. You have a great day, and we'll be watching for you tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. We just heard from Congressman Kathy Rogers. She is she's a very on-fire woman here and doing a great job talking with us on the radio here today. So there you go. We're going to be hearing from more of our congresspeople right here at this congressional breakfast. It's a great one. Kathy Rogers spoke this morning at the breakfast. Congresswoman Kathy Rogers. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here. I think we ought to take a little break. Whew, that was inspiring. Let's take a little break, and I'll be right back. Except I want to make sure that everybody knows all this is being brought to you by... brought to you by the Republican Party. It's being brought to you by by a lot of people that are running for office. They all feel passionate about it, just as we do, too. So here you go. I'm Ann Ellers. Thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. I'm sure you've been hearing their messages all week long. And I will, when I come back, give you some more kudos. So thank you so much. Don't you go away.